Let's talk about these youngsters. Flagship Romance were selected 2 years in a row as an official showcased artist at the FAI conference. They have shared the stage with Iris Dement, Half Moon Run, the Gin Blossoms, and the Goo Goo Dolls. If there's any, I love it that Freebo brought up what is folk music, because no matter what these guys play, what I'm going to tell you next is going to make you go, yeah, obviously, folk music. Since founding the Clean Water Music Fest in 2011, Flagship Romance has raised over $125,000 for the organization Charity Water. 100% of these funds have gone to providing safe, clean drinking water to communities in Africa. All the more astounding when you realize they are 11 years old. They tour 6 to 8 months per year in a jam-packed Subaru Outback named Winston. They moved from Florida to the 6,000-person arts-forward town of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico recently, which they encourage us all to visit for the burgeoning, appreciative live music scene. Well, duh, if you guys are there, of course it's burgeoning. Ladies and gentlemen, Flagship Romance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's
you. Thank you so much. My name is Sean. This is my wife, Jordan. We are not brother, sister. We are called Flagship Romance. We are from New Mexico. We were born and raised in Florida, and for some reason, the desert has been calling our name for a little while, so we reside there. This is our first Far West, and we are so honored to be on the stage and to be up in the hotel rooms and meeting just so many wonderful, wonderful people. Let's give a round of applause to the people who make this possible. All right, man. So we live in a 6,000-person town, and Jordan's parents, who are our best friends, and sometimes we feel like we're their parents. They're really fun people.
Too fun sometimes.
Too fun. They moved out there with us, 7 minutes away from our house. And so we wrote this song for our two sets of parents because they're the coolest parents we know. And I imagine that for them, hearing their children who are planning on going to college, and then all of a sudden they picked up an air guitar or started singing into a hairbrush, which are gateway drugs to the real thing.
You guys know.
You got to inform people, man. And we wrote this song for them out of a state of gratefulness and thankfulness that they are our biggest supporters, and they've never flinched in front of us whenever we're about to go on the road. And it's a little song called Amsterdam. I'd like to dedicate this one to Mr. Phil, who's doing a wonderful job emceeing today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Our parents would love it here. Thank you.
Thank you.
For those of you who just walked in, our name is Flagship Romance. It's such an honor to be here and to be playing for you. We have a new record coming out in March called Concentric, and we're super excited about it. And if you'd like to know more about it, all you have to do whenever you get on your phone, which is for most of us a lot, just type in flagshipromance.com, and it asks you if you want to be on our little mailing list that we don't update nearly enough, and you'll be the first to know. But this is a song that was inspired when we were on tour. We went on a six-month tour last year. It was our longest continuous tour, being away from home. It was called The Really Long Tour.
Very original.
Our artist came up with it because he just needed a placeholder for the poster, and we just kept it. And on that tour, we were going to Glacier National Park for the first time, because what better way to spend a couple days off than to hike 24 miles in 48 hours? And on the way there, we were listening to NPR, and the main story on the news that day was that military officials were trying to figure out how to enact this policy of banning transgendered service members from being in the military. And it got us both down significantly. And the songwriter side of my brain, that sounds like Mickey Mouse, all of a sudden chimed in and said, well, that would be a song. And this is a song that came out of it on a ferry from Vancouver to Vancouver Island. Very inspirational boat. The song is called Julie Wants to Go to War.
Rather lace up a pair of combat boots. Julie dreams of that old front line that her granddaddy towed back in 69. With an M16 pressed against her skin, she'd forget all about the wars within. Somewhere in Korea, in the DMZ, they were fighting for freedom and the right to choose, until the day they read the news. Ooh. Still said no when delivered as a gender that you weren't assigned. Have anything to do with your sacrifice? Julie's gonna change her name to Daniel. Daniel's gonna come out of the shadow. Never fit into those high-heeled shoes. Now they sit in the closet with some combat boots.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Very emotional. We got one more song. Thank you so much to Russ for helping us keep time. I love Russ and Julie so much. They bake the best brownies and cookies, and they host the amazing house concerts.
Amazing
so
let's give them a chance. We're going to be hanging out there in the changeover and then afterwards, and we'd love to meet anybody we haven't met yet. And thank you so much for giving us this big Far West hug.
We'll make this story short. This song was written in a Deadpool Marvel superhero onesie pajama suit with hood and feet. And
I was not in it with him. That sounds like there was one. And
we're called Flagship Romance. We don't go that far, though. We don't share onesies, you know. But this song was inspired by this anxiety that I've dealt with ever since I can remember, ever since I had before I had a name to describe what it was that I felt. I just didn't feel at home in my own skin. And some people sometimes come up and say, "Brother, you chose the wrong profession if you have anxiety, huh?" And I say, "This is where I feel most myself." Sometimes people look at me and they say, "Man, you must have been hell on your teachers." And I'm like, "No, this is just stage, Sean. Don't worry about it. This is where I feel most myself." And this song has enabled us to have really incredible conversations with people three times my age and people a third my age about what they do to battle this voice inside their head that tells them that they're not enough, that they're not allowed to be happy. And even if you don't deal with mental illness, I know we all know what it's like to be our own worst enemy and to be that person that is the roadblock in your own way of achieving the things that you know deep down you can be achieving.
Yeah, this is a beat.
Yeah, this song is called Nemesis. We're Flagship Romance. Thank you, Far West. Here we go.
All right. Yes.
I think.
Billy did a good job.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
I stare at the ceiling. Stare at my phone. I stare in the mirror. I'm lonely, but never alone. 'Cause deep under the surface, deep under these bones, deep under my nemesis, we share a body, we share a home. So how do you win a war when you're the only one keeping score? When you're the warden, the one on your knees. And how do you stay dry when you're the hurricane spinning over your life? Meditation, and I've tried to get by, and it didn't work. And I've tried to believe medication, all it gave was a really bad high. So how do you win a war when you're the only one keeping score? When you're the warden, the one on your knees. When you are your own worst enemy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we get some snaps? Would you mind snapping? I play horrible on the beat, but you guys might keep me in line.
Thank you.
You might see me smiling. You might see a Lagunitas IPA in my hand. Thank you, Mike. You might see a functioning human, but I am an alien in a foreign land. Yeah, my mind's like the wind. And my heart flies.
Thanks.